This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's morning devotions heard at this time each day. Chris Switzer's my name. It's great to be with you. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about the idea, asking a question, is it okay to be gentle? And I said there that often the words opposite to gentleness, such as harshness or severity, are not always that helpful, because if we're going to be gentle, it means that we understand people. We understand that we're all frail. No one's perfect. And there's a willingness to be patient with people. How often have you been let down by someone that is not very understanding? It means trying to understand people, even if it does become a difficult situation, because God is gentle in his dealings with us. And it's not an easy lesson to learn. So is it okay to be gentle? Yes, it is. Not just for women, but for men as well. In spite of the current thinking that toughness always wins. Because the Bible has some very positive things to say about showing a gentle attitude. Now, there are three things I'd just like to say briefly today. Let's start off by saying, remember the gentleness of Jesus. If you need an example to be more gentle in the way you deal with others, start by being overwhelmed by the gentleness of God that's shown in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I need to remind myself that I need to treat others as God has treated me, because really, let's face it, we are completely undeserving of God's love and patience, because God's never written me off or you off. He is still there forgiving us and caring for us. Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying your heavy loads, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke, put it on you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I give you is easy, and the load that I will put on you is light." That's in Matthew 11, 28-30. The prophet saw the time that Jesus would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. And that's what we celebrate Palm Sunday. And the prophecy was this: "See your king coming to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." So here was the Messiah, the king, royalty, coming on a donkey in a humble and gentle way. So Jesus knew people so well that he wasn't harsh with them unless he had to be. He was criticized for not taking a hard stand. There was a day when Jesus visited Simon the Pharisee. And Luke records how a woman came into his house. She was very upset. She came to see Jesus, and her tears fell onto his feet. She was so upset. And Jesus understood her feelings and said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And the other people in the house were quite upset. But Jesus has said, "No, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." It's a beautiful story. You could read that sometime. It's a story of how gentle Jesus was with this particular woman who was sorry for her wayward ways. What about showing some gentleness to yourself? You often hear people berating themselves. "The things that I did over the years, you know, the foolish things perhaps I did with my money or mistakes that I made." But why punish yourself for the rest of your days? The Christian life is all about learning and growing. It's not saying what terrible things I've done in the past. God can deal with that. And even though we've made mistakes or brought shame on our family, we can't let those events disturb the fact that Jesus gives us his peace and his understanding. So don't be too hard on yourself. And the final thing today is be gentle with other people. Now, your wife, your husband, they will fail you. Your children will disappoint you. And the time will come when you will have a legitimate gripe. You'll be right. Others will be wrong. So what should you do? Condemn them? No. Try and take the road of gentleness, because it means stopping to remember how God has treated you. So it won't happen overnight, but with God's grace indwelling us, we can actually gain control with God's Spirit helping us. So gentleness is simply more than just being pleasant. It's bringing the Spirit of Jesus into a potentially difficult situation. So I think it's a good advice, and I hope that you might think about that. It is okay to be gentle. Well, dear Lord, we admit today that you accomplished your work of grace as you, Jesus, walked on earth. Now you're at the right hand of God praying for us, and that you intercede for us. So, Lord, help us to take time today to pray, to listen to your voice, and help us, Lord, to be gentle people, to understand and not to be harsh and criticize others. And this is a prayer I pray in the name of the gentle Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.